Welcome to the NetPlay Marketing Podcast.
Hey guys, Ace is here again for NetPlayMarketing.com. And thank you for tuning in for the next installment of the NetPlay Marketing Podcast. I hope you guys really enjoyed that first podcast. And I want to just continue on with, the positive mindset and, getting yourself in the right, sort of set of mind to, kind of go out there and do the best you can, whether it be in your career, whether it be, in your relationships, whether it be, in your business, whatever it may be, whatever has brought you here to this podcast. And I hope I can, help motivate you and pump you up, for those future endeavors. So today what I really want to talk about, guys, is kind of waiting for perfection. Now, this is something that that I think is huge for anybody, really, but especially for the budding entrepreneur, for the person who's looking to maybe start a business or start a new goal. It could even be a career goal that you may have for yourself. And I believe that a lot of people, when they first get started in or wanting to approach a goal, I think what happens a lot of times is that people are procrastinators. I think we're all natural procrastinators. We are always waiting for that perfect time to, to go ahead and spearhead something, whether it be, getting going on a goal, whether it's, getting started in a new business endeavor, or whatever the case may be. We're always waiting for the perfect time in our lives where everything's, going to align itself perfectly so that, that we can kind of get ourselves going. We're waiting for the perfect conditions, if we're looking to get started in a business, maybe we're looking for, the right time or when we get the finances that come in, or we're waiting for that next tax return, to come through so that we can kind of take that money to invest or whatever the case may be. But really when it comes down to it, guys, these are just really excuses. These are just just reasons that we're trying to, avoid ourselves getting started on something, and a lot of the time is that what's holding us back more than, the whatever the reason is that we're giving, whether it be the time, whether it be the money, whatever the case is. When it comes down to it, though, it's all about fear. It comes down to us being scared of getting started on a new goal, because it basically what happens when we set up a new goal, when we get going on a new goal, is that we are naturally filled with fear, and I think this fear, comes from the fear of failure. At the end of the day, we don't want to fail at something. We're scared of failing, and I believe that's something that's kind of been programmed in our heads, since we were kids, through school, by our parents, by so many different things, and I think it's this idea that if we fail at something or we do something wrong, that it's the end of the world, and it's like there's only like a black or white. But when it comes to business, when it comes to life, there's so much gray. There's so much, there's such a huge spectrum of opportunity for ourselves if we just give ourselves the opportunity to fail. So, if there's anything that I can, kind of give you guys today is the idea that for you to be successful in anything that you do, you're going to have to fail. Think back to some of the basic things that you did as a kid, as you were growing up, things that maybe did scare you, maybe like getting started on riding a bike. Everybody was scared, when they first got on their bike, right? First thing was we got our training wheels on, but as soon as we got those training wheels off, we fell, right? It's just natural. You're going to fall. You're going to maybe scrape your knee. Maybe you're going to scrape your elbow, whatever the case may be. But you're going to have to fall because that's how we learn to, keep our balance. It's how we learn to move forward. And just like a bike, you won't learn a bicycle to move backwards. We get on a bike and we move forward, right? We go to where it is that we're going. And, when it comes to your goals, it's nothing anything different, you have to be very clear on where your end goal is, and you don't know how many times you're going to fall in between where you're starting right now and where your end goal is going to be. But what you do know is that where you want to be. That's a very important thing, to be clear on where your end game is going to be, where it is that you want to, get yourself to. And so, by having that clear set, mindset and have those goals set, it'll help, kind of overcome that fear. And I guarantee you guys, getting yourself going, just getting that momentum moving, is the toughest part of actually the whole process. Getting yourself going is the toughest part of you accomplishing a goal. Because once you start picking up momentum, it's just going to start steamrolling and picking up, and things are just going to get going. But I think we're just natural procrastinators because of that, again, that fear of failure. Now, if there's anything that I can kind of, take you guys with is, don't wait for perfection, because we don't live in a perfect world. We don't live in a world where things align. You know, if we waited for things to be perfect, we would never leave our driveway in the morning to go to work or to go anywhere, really, right? Because if we were expecting all the lights to be green on our way to our destination, it would never happen, right? Is that what happens when you go to work in the morning? No. You don't know which red lights, you don't know which yellow lights you're going to hit. You don't know where there's going to be traffic. You don't know what's going to happen along the way. But do you get to work every day? Absolutely you do. You know, do you get to your destination every time you go? Absolutely. Right? And, you know, and I think that's probably the toughest thing for people to kind of get their heads around, is that getting yourself going is the toughest thing. So today I want to talk about a little bit about, you know, what are the kind of things that you can do to get yourself going. So I think the first step in getting yourself even moving, you know, and getting yourself out of that idea of perfection, you know, or waiting for perfection before you get started, is first off, be having a clear end goal, right? I talked about that already earlier, is having the idea of where it is that you want to end up. Okay, you want to know, you have to make it clear to yourself where you want to finish this goal, or where you want to finish your business at, or where do you see yourself 6 months from now, you know, a year from now, or whatever the case may be, depending on your goal, right? What are the results you want to see? You know, if it's like a fitness goal, you know, what are the results you want to see? How many pounds do you want to lose? What's the time frame in which you want to give yourself to do this? You know, and all that. Now, it's great to have an end goal, but the problem though with having just one big set final goal, I believe, is that a lot of us get intimidated by it. The end goal should scare you. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be big. You know, it should motivate you. But you have to set yourself up a plan of what it's going to take for you to get there. You know, reverse engineer that big goal and put yourself in the shoes. You know, let's say if your goal was to lose 20 pounds in the next 6 months. You know, if that was your goal, you know, especially right now with January kicking in, you know, a lot of people have fitness goals kind of set in mind. You know, if 20 pounds is your goal to lose, you know, in 6 months, okay, what are the things that you would be doing by the time you lose those 20 pounds that have made that difference? Would you be going to the gym 3 times a week? Would you be eating healthier? You know, would you be working out with a personal trainer? You know, would you be following some sort of, you know, fitness program? Would you be attending classes every week? Would you be jogging outdoors? Whatever it is, okay, that you want to do, reverse engineer that. Okay, so get yourself an idea of what it is that you, what your picture perfect is, what it is that you see yourself doing in this future time frame that you aren't currently doing. Okay, and work on one little step, let's say every week. So for a lot of people, you know, when they first get started on like these big fitness goals, especially in January, they're like, you know what, I'm going to hit the gym every single day. I'm going to go to the gym before I go to work. I'm going to, you know, eat healthy. All I'm going to eat is greens. I'm not going to even eat and eat, like whatever. And people, you know, they do things, but they do things drastically. Okay? And what happens, though, is when we do things drastically like that, because we have this idea, this final idea of where it is we want to be, the problem is that we burn ourselves out. You know, we don't give ourselves the opportunity to gradually get there. And there's no problem with gradually getting there. The point is that we get there. So, you know, I think the best way that I have found myself to be able to attain some of these goals is just to work on something small on a regular basis. So if we're talking about those fitness goals, guys, the first thing would just be getting to the gym. Okay, that's the first step. Okay, don't worry about the diet. Don't worry about all this other craziness. Right now, the important thing is making the habit of even going to the gym. Okay, that's step one. Right? So you make yourself a schedule of saying, you know what, I'm going to make it to the gym 3 times this week, right? Or 2 times this week, right? Whatever your schedule is going to be, make sure that you arrange for it. So if you say that I'm going to make the effort this week to make it to the gym 2 times this week, put it into your schedule. Look at your schedule and figure out when. Don't just say I'm going to go 2 times this week, because if you just say I'm going to make it 2 times this week and you don't set it, you know, a concrete plan to your schedule as to when you're going to do it, chances are you might make an excuse and you might not make it those 2 times, even though those 2 times may seem like it's not much. So look at your schedule, see when it is that you can picture yourself going to the gym, whether it be after work one day or before work one day, or maybe a day on the weekend and a weekday, whatever the case may be, make it visual. Put it in your calendar, write it down, or put an alarm on your phone, have it on your schedule, put it on your calendar at work, or whatever it is, right? But then you have that visual reminder and you've made that commitment to yourself, I'm going to make it these 2 days, okay? And have an extra day just in case, you know, if something comes up that day, have a third day as a buffer, all right? Or maybe if you're feeling, you know, really good about yourself and you made it those first 2 days, maybe you'll go for that third workout, whatever the case may be. But make that first habit, Okay? Once you've made it a habit of going to the gym 2-3 times a week, you know, even if you don't know what you're doing, you're at least you're making that first step and took that first step to success. That's going to feel good. Okay? Now, once you've gotten into the habit after, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks of you doing that, just going to the gym 2-3 times a week, then you can start implementing something different. You can start implementing maybe a little bit of the diet that goes along with it. You know, let's say, okay, you know what, I'm going to, now that I'm working out 2-3 times a week, let me focus on, you know, eating the right things. Okay, so you maybe look for like a really basic meal plan. And I know all the time when we start working out, you know, you want to feel healthy. So you're making more conscious decisions in terms of your eating anyways, right? So, you know, maybe eating, you know, those steak and veggies, or eating that, you know, chicken breast with veggies, or whatever the case may be, right? Then you focus on the next thing, right, as you're going along. And as you keep going on these, you know, all these goals, guys, the idea really is that you're taking one step at a time, mastering it, and going with it. Then you take the next step, master it, and go with it, right? And before you know it, you're going to see some of those pounds coming off, right? Even if you're just doing a little bit of exercise and you're watching your diet, you're going to see some of that weight change. You're going to see some changes. You know what's going to happen? It's going to feel good. And when you feel good about something that you're doing, when you start feeling good about the changes that you're doing, it's going to motivate you to continue. It's going to motivate you to up the ante. Okay, guys? Because I think that a lot of people, you know, especially when it comes to like a fitness goal, you know, they have this big idea of what they want to attain, and because they go hard at it so quickly, they get discouraged when they don't see those results happen just as quickly. You know, I'm going hard at this, you know, I'm doing everything right, why am I not seeing the results? That's not the way things happen. But consistency is key, and then you will see those results come through. Okay, guys? So when it comes to your business, when it comes to your relationship, everything else goes exactly the same. Find that end goal, break it down, you know, find it, like, you know, make it visual, make it so that you know what exactly it is that you're going to be doing every single day or every single week that's going to propel you to the success that you want to see. Okay, guys? So stop waiting for perfection. Stop waiting for, you know, the ideal time. Stop waiting for the ideal, you know, the ideal money to come through you, because if you keep waiting, that ideal time or that perfect time isn't going to happen. You have to make it the time. You have to set that intention, you know, schedule it out any way you need to. Take the actionable steps, or at least get the actionable steps that you know you're going to have to do, and then take action towards them. Small steps will yield you that big goal. Just remember, reverse engineer it, get those small steps, take action, and stop waiting for that perfect time. Okay, guys, so I think that's all I really wanted to share with you guys today. I hope that, you know, that message kind of hammers home for you. I hope that this helps motivate you in terms of any of the goals that you have. You know, and I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear, you know, what kind of goals you're setting, what kind of goals it is that you want to do. You know, so reach out to me. You know, if you're on my webpage, or if you haven't had an opportunity, you know, head over to netplaymarketing.com. On the homepage, you know, send me a message, or just email me at aces@netplaymarketing.com. Let me know what you're up to. I'd love to hear, you know that you guys are listening to me, that this is making an impact to you, and for you. And until next time, guys, let's get out there and have some fun.